And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. More than 40 artists from 24 countries now have their work on display at the 21C Museum Hotel downtown. The exhibit is called Dress Up, Speak Up, Regalia and Resistance. One of the artists, Bisa Butler, depicts images of people pulled from archival photographs and then sewn into fabrics like kente cloth. I spoke with Butler earlier, along with 21C Museum Hotel Director and Chief Curator Alice Gray. And today I'm joined by artist Bisa Butler. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
And we also have the curator of the event, Alice Gray Stites. Thanks, Alice, for being here as well.
Thanks for inviting me.
Alice, the name of this event is Dress Up, Speak Up, Regalia and Resistance. It's hosted at 21C in downtown Cincinnati. Tell us what it is.
This is a multimedia exhibition of contemporary art that explores the role of costuming, makeup, and other forms of embellishment, adornment, and works that confront history and deal with ongoing personal, social, and global challenges, revealing what has been left out of history and its representation in art.
And you've got a lot of artists that are participating in this. So just talk about how big this is.
The exhibition fills two floors, both floors in 21C Museum Hotel Cincinnati, and there are over 40 artists representing over 24 countries from around the world.
And Bisa, you're one of the artists who are featured in this show, and we've got to see a little bit of your work, at least in a smaller scale, as they were sent over to us, and we look forward to seeing them in person very soon, of course. But describe your work for us.
My work is a hybrid between a painting and a quilt. So I was classically trained as a painter. So I apply those things like design, sketch, drawing, layering, as if a painter, imagine like how Da Vinci applied those glazes on the Mona Lisa. But instead of using actual paint, I'm using layers of fabric. So I'm building a portrait made up all with tiny bits of fabric, and then it's stitched together in the end.
Is that a common medium, or are you the only one that works
no.
in that?
There are lots of quilters, and there's lots of quilt artists. Well, I should say lots, because these are my friends. Probably in the scope of the art world, maybe we're talking about 2% or less. But there are artists who are using quilting as their medium. But I think the difference is that I'm trained as a painter, where there seems to be two different worlds. There's the quilt art world, and then there's the like fine art world. And I'm sort of right in the medium between those two things.
How did that come about? How did you decide to merge those two areas?
Well, it actually happened out of having very good professors. I had a professor at Howard University, Historically Black College in Washington, D.C. And I was a painting major, and all my paintings were pretty flat. They looked like everybody else's in class, as in nothing special. And my professor realized that I was struggling. He came to visit me in my studio, and he looked at what I was wearing, which is kind of similar to what I'm wearing right now, but made of African cloth and something I had designed myself. And he's like, Bisa, you look like that, and your paintings look like this. This is not working. I want you to look at Romare Bearden, see what the work looked like that he did with collage using fabric and watercolor and newspaper, and do some of that in your work. So that was like sort of the breaking point for me when I was like, okay. So I made a collage. I brought it to class the next day. He loved it. It was really bad, I have to say. It was really bad, but he saw that it was a beginning, and I also realized it was the beginning of something different. And my classmates looked at me different. And I felt for the first time like that I was coming upon something that suited me and not just what the fine arts curriculum said.
What's that feeling like for an artist trying to find their way and their path when you think, oh, this is it?
It feels really good. I guess that's called self-actualization. You know, I was probably 22 years old. And not that it looked great, so I'm not saying like they look now, and no one shall see those pieces, but it was the beginning of something. And I think that something else that really made a difference is that my parents were like, wow. My dad was like, whoa, this is really good. And my father is actually a college president, and my mother was a French teacher, so they came from an education background, and they weren't BSing. Like, I could tell that they meant it. And that felt really, really good.
Alice, how did you go about rounding up these talented artists for this display, including Bisa?
Most of the work in this exhibition is from 21C's permanent collection. Many of them are new acquisitions, like Bisa's work, which we found through her gallery, Claire Oliver Gallery from New York City. We've worked with her many times. She sent some images of Bisa's work about a little less than a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the images with 21C founders, Larley Brown and Steve Wilson, and we all agreed that Three Kings was an excellent example and would add greatly to the collection and to, in particular, this exhibition, which I was working on. So it brought out another topic in the exhibition to talk about. The three figures are they're clothed in a very particular way, which Bisa can tell you about. And we thought it would be an excellent addition to the exhibition.
Well, do tell us about that, Bisa.
So the Three Kings are three African-American men of varying ages. One appears to be, I would say, maybe between 30 and 50 years old, or a little bit older. And then two young men who are adolescents looking maybe 14, and the one about 14, the other about 20. So these are, this was taken from, it's a compilation of three separate photos that I collaged into one as my, that would be my source. So then that collage image, I used a pen and just drew on top of it and decided that every little speck of light, the light in your hair, the light on your nose, the color of your lips, everything is another shade of fabric. And the fabric that I use is primarily West African fabric. So this photo that was taken somewhere around the World War II era, 1940s, these people were definitely economically depressed. One is a sharecropper. The other two were at market. But they're clothed, and they're actually made up of this very fine and very expensive, high-quality African cloth. So every bit of them, their fingernails, is like a piece of kente cloth. A kente is an African fabric that's woven from Ghana that was reserved for royalty at the time. I mean, now we can buy these things. But so these people who had very little are now actually made up of what is the very best. And not only that, though, but this is their ancestral cloth, but that they had no access to at the time. And during the slave era, you know, people were forbidden to even speak their language or know where they're from. So if we were to go back 100 years and ask these men, you know, where are you from? I'm pretty sure the answer would have been like Georgia or North Carolina, period. I don't know if they would have an awareness that they were even African. And so this is like they are made up of their true legacy and not just what they had been reduced to here in the States.
Wow. So when you create something with all of those elements that add that authenticity to these folks, how is the story understood by the general audience that's maybe passing mm-hmm. through the 21C and seeing this? Mm-hmm. If you're not there to say what you just said, which terrifies me, I mean, it moves me so much.
Yeah.
How do they get the story? And maybe Alice can help with this on how the stories of these works are told, because that seems like a really important piece of this.
Right.
I think Bisa's work is extremely articulate visually. The way that they are posed in a kind of triangular configuration, the center figure, the older man looking straight at you, the other two kind of to the sides. Each of them, what I observed quickly, is crowned either with a hat or with the youngest man almost looks like the boy has kind of stars in his hair. Their expressions, the vividness of the colors. There's no way you could miss that these are very special people with a presence and a strength and yet a vulnerability. There's pain there as well as beauty and power.
And we
see three kings definitely embody that title.
We've got a few examples of your work. I mean, they're just simple JPEGs, you know, that are sent over for us to look at, and they're beautiful enough like that. So I really can't wait to see what this looks like up close and with a story behind it. That's just so powerful. I mean, how important is that to you, that you have those elements of authenticity and you're not just recreating an image?
I think I'm not just recreating. I think, you know, we have the photo, so you can look at the photo, but a photograph is a moment in our life. So if you catch me at the wrong angle, at the wrong moment, I don't look good, you know. Or imagine you're at the marketplace and it's like 100 degrees, North Carolina, and some photographer takes a photo of you and you're not, you know, getting your last bits of dollars to get your goods. This is not your best moment. But what I see in each subject that I choose is this innate like pride and beauty. So I want to give them and give the viewers more than just the moment. So when you look at them, you see the Ghanaian kente. Those of us who know, you're looking, oh, that's really expensive fabric. And I also use chiffons and silks. So all American audience can look at that too and be like, that's expensive silk. She's using crushed velvet there. And there's a little like burnout velvet lace in the hair. So it's saying something about beauty and delicacy in these figures that we think of as rough or even possibly ignorant. And then you start thinking of refinement. And I think cloth, we all have it. So unlike some types of art, when it makes you stand back and feel intimidated, if you see cloth, I think people are more inclined to want to touch it and get closer. I mean, we all have quilts on our beds, so there's also the thing of comfort. So it's like drawing you in, like, look at me more closely. Study me.
And Bisa's not the only artist that you have. So you have her powerful works and also the works of some others.
Yes.
Talk about the display and what the experience is like for those who come down and check this out at 21C, how you went about setting it up and the type of story that you're creating.
Well, I think people will be drawn inside right away because from the sidewalk, you can see an amazing sculpture by South African artist Ati Patra Ruga, that is an homage to a Senegalese dancer. And the figure is covered in glass beads and jewels and flowers, and he's on a stage that's all lit up. Close to him and across from Bisa's beautiful work is a painting by, very large painting by Kehinde Wiley, who's known now for having painted President Obama's official portrait.
Yeah, I had seen that in here. So you don't have the official portrait, of course. That's in the White House?
That is in the White House.
Yes.
We have a painting called Morpheus.
Okay.
Morpheus, of course, was the god of dreams, and he's posed on a bed in the manner of a courtesan painting. You know, think about like Manet's Olympia being the most famous of those. But here it's a young man, and he's larger than life, and he's wearing a certain kind of regalia or costume, streetwear. He's sagging with his pants. He's got, but he's looking out at you sort of languorously, and he's beautiful and he's powerful and he's vulnerable at the same time. So I like having him in conversation with the young men in Bisa's work, as well as with this monument to François Benga, who is celebrated as an artist and a dancer in his time, but then rejected for being gay and forgotten about in the history books. All of these characters are those that we want to look at again, to resurrect, to remember, and to transform how they have been, were perhaps perceived in the past and have them celebrated in the present.
Bisa, have you been to Cincinnati before?
I have. Actually, the last time I was here was 2017, and I visited 21C, but not as an exhibiting artist. I was just somebody walking in off the street, and I was amazed.
Yeah, Cincinnati is a great art community with a lot of art fans who are going to very much enjoy seeing your work on display and this show in general. Alice, tell us how long this runs. It's a pretty good long run.
Yes, this exhibition will be on view until May of 2020.
Alice Grace Deitz from the 21C Museum and artist Bisa Butler, thanks so much for coming down and chatting with us about this.
Thank you.
Thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
Dress Up, Speak Up, Regalia and Resistance is now open and runs through July at 21C Museum Hotel in downtown Cincinnati. and you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our program can be found online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.